Hello, I'm Chris Hall. Welcome to my collection of Chinese textiles. You may wonder why a foreigner has collected Chinese textiles. Well, I've probably lived in China longer than you. I first came to Hong Kong in 1955 and have lived here for 55 years. I've always been interested in clothing. My parents both liked to dress well. When my mother bought a new dress and showed it to the two men in her family, they were both interested. I guess that the men in your family are not as interested in clothes as the ladies. I got my first job in Hong Kong in 1978. My office was in Prince's Building, next to a major hotel. One day I was walking through the hotel when I saw a beautiful display of Chinese robes put on by an auction house. It was love at first sight, and I have been collecting Chinese textiles ever since. People ask me what I look for in a textile. I tell them I apply the Wa test. If a textile says Wa to me, I buy it. If you ask for a more scholarly explanation, I would have to say that I consider the textile's rarity, beauty, condition, and age. The magnificent dragon robe in front of you is a good example of this. It is 600 years old and in remarkably good condition. How many of you will be in such good condition after 600 years? It has beautiful, powerful dragons. They are also unusual. Look at the curved horns. Most dragons have straight horns. Have you seen a dragon with curved horns before? It is probably the oldest dragon robe in existence to survive above ground with its original color. It also took a long time to make, as it has over 1 million stitches in it. After saying all this, it will be no surprise when I tell you that it is my favorite in all my collection. Silk is one of China's great contributions to world civilization. However, when you visit museums, you do not often see Chinese textiles on display. I'm hoping that by giving my collection to the Hong Kong Palace Museum, it will be exhibited all over China and internationally, so that both Chinese and foreigners will be able to see the magnificent creations of Chinese textile workers in the past.